You are a receptive sleeve. You are capable of taking on board everything I want you to. So as you listen, let your awareness spread out a little, drifting from you to me. You're focusing on what I'm describing, knowing that I've been through the same thing you will go through in completion of this relaxing, body-flooding trance. It can be very soothing to turn your awareness inward, especially with company. So follow me down, knowing every word you hear is from me, for you, but for me too. I'm not going to miss an opportunity to practice. Whenever you listen to anything from me where I'm training you in a skill like this, giving you a tool to use in future, you bet I'm going under for it too. I'm always going to use the opportunity to practice my skills, and you should as well. Simply let yourself tune out the weary world outside. You are here not just to listen, but to cultivate safety so you can hold it inside of you and use it in future to tap, tap, tap into a deep reservoir of calming, physical, emotional, and psychological safety. You save up memories of safety to replay them. You choose wherever you would like, and as you simulate my voice in future, reminding you, tap, tap, tap into that reservoir of good feelings, it will become more natural. You're taking a long-term view, just like I am, that this may be training you want to attune to. The place where you listen and relax for hypnosis should epitomize this relaxed, slowly untensing place. Your system is allowed to be more relaxed when we are going down together, when we are relaxing into easy, peaceful, hypnotic sleep. Night, night, Pat. But now follow me down, because this benefits from us going deep. And it's time for you to go deeper. It's time for you to find a way somewhat further down, getting somewhere safe and just anchoring the way you feel right now, locking the way you feel right now in place, is a way of cultivating a safe place inside yourself that you take with you. That reservoir of valuable distancing, separating from the immediate world and experiencing it, allowing it to flow over you, through you, taking note of what's in front of you, but being neither too excited nor too bothered by it. That's an element for you to respond to, slumping somewhat deeper. If there is any self-soothing, self-comforting mantra or a command, including my own, Night Night Pet, which would help you to sink deeper, please feel free. Indeed, feel free, because this is intended to help you be freer, to help free you to the perspective that comes from inside. You learn new ways of thinking all the time, new behaviors, new patterns, new types of patter from me that find their home quite eagerly in your listening and prepared brain. You know full well that you could come back here, that you may come back here again to train yourself in a very satisfying way of being, a pattern of thought which serves you and serves to give you direction, increasing relaxation, happiness, satisfaction with the anchors and tools of meditation and collaboration, and being a little more charitable toward your body and your mind when you need to. That one is tough, but the perspective to do it can come from inside. Now follow me down and find out how. Learning new ways of thinking happens when we control our responses. Out in the world, out in the weary world outside of our hypnotic collaboration, discomfort can occur. Anxiousness happens in the world. We may try to avoid it when we can, but if you must bear it head on, then bear it with these little tricks in mind. Being aware of your environment, tapped into the air around you, is good. But if you find yourself growing so vigilant that it's getting in the way of doing what you want to, then that's when the alertness becomes a protective, defensive measure. One that can be useful, or one that can be used. One of the most difficult, rewarding things to do is to shut yourself off from that hyper-awareness for just a beat or two, just a moment or two, just a few beats to meditate away inside yourself, breaths enough to recenter. That's all you need. You've been sent here, and now, with that sending, comes permission to make yourself more comfortable, to see things you like to see, and decide that that's how it should be, you observing, you serving your own needs, from some distance further away. That's all you need to do. Play with the concept of your proximity, understanding that while you sometimes may need to be extra observant, extra alert in your environment, these feelings are not always well placed. You can second guess your body's excitation and alertness. Finding the source of whatever feeling puts you off balance, and let your momentum return to neutral using a simple trick, an anchored reservoir of soothing, calming places that you tap into. Inside your mind, in your connection to me, in the shared air between me and you, there are plenty of tools to help you get back on track. This is just one more. You have learned to build the tools inside, or are learning that self-same thing, and this will enable you to encounter, flow through, and successfully get to the other side of more of the things that happen around you, rather than needing to avoid them. That's valuable and useful, because sometimes going through a difficult but important experience while staying calm can help you do the same in a similar situation next time. Establishing an anchor builds furrows and pathways in your mind where it's easier to go back to, time and time again. If you know something and know that it doesn't require an immediate response, if you see something coming, but you feel your body brace into that anxious experience, it can be difficult to let go of the vigilance, because you've been watching out for yourself, and it has benefited you. But when circumstances change, we can change ourselves in order to suit them better. You are an adaptable canvas, and you are doing the art anyway, of listening and integrating the bits you like, setting aside the bits you don't need. If you prepare and relax yourself, really slack down deep in memories of near sleep, relax yourself and approach the problem with that balanced mind that has equilibrium and calm as its first words, then that will encourage the positive, restorative experience of tapping into that reservoir of calm, a meditative technique, encouraging you back to where you want to be, back to where you started with me, which is, yeah, calm and in your place, the place we use together. We have a simple place we use together where you do the same thing. You lay down, you get comfortable. I often get into a certain outfit when I'm building the anchor, which is to say, as many times as you use tap, 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 tap out in the wild, you should have times where you lay down and rest and relax and just let your mind float, where all that you do is feel as comfortable as you want to be. The more comfortably you listen to me, the more easily you can call up this comfortability when you are out in the field, when you are doing things you need to do. You carry a little bit of me with you, giving you a mindset appropriate note on how to tap, tap, tap into that wonderful container, That triggered anchor in your mind, which has an action calming down, night night pet, deeper and deeper down now, taking you to a mindset appropriate and discovered, giving you an idea of something you're able to do. Listen to me enough that I become comforting, or that this voice taken by you becomes a comfortable substitute for your own self-soothing action. And then let yourself. You deserve calm, and an extra mind paid to calm to help you sink down for a few beats, a few moments, is going to enable you exponentially to explore with that in mind. And if this helps you to listen more deeply and absorb these lessons, to load them from memory and play them over your body, as I've told you, then in describing it and reasserting it to you, I give you that tool and I arm it with a little more potency. Which tool? Same one I keep demonstrating on me. Tap. Tap. Taking two fingers and selecting a place that feels sensitive on your body. Somewhere you will feel the impact. I often use my wrist, my upper arm, my neck, behind my ear near the temple. Select a single spot and select a memory of peace that can be right now. And you have the option to tap, 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 giving you a moment where you are aware that if there's nothing urgent, you can find calm and refuge. Finding the eye of the hurricane, the little central point. Anything else can wait. Tune out the unurgent. For a moment, within the weary world outside, bring the refuge that you hold nigh right now. And let the technique be all the more effective. The sensations of your unruly body brought to heal, more in line through simple technique, storing away calm moments like these. Words like mine or any others you find soothing, and using that mindset, that meditation, upon letting some stressors pass through you, as part of accessing it through tap, tap, tap. Like a box with a key, key tuned to what you're doing with me, but it's your specific triggering, self-triggering, drifting. Follow and relax, go somewhere relaxing. Presently in a comfortable, safe place. Wherever you ordinarily listen to trance, carry a bit of it with you. Carry a bit of this place where you can feel me near, where I can beckon to you and use as much as you like. It is yours as a tool. Maybe even the sensations of that body can fall away, as now you follow me down, night, night, pet, for us to play in the familiar avenues of your resting mind. From familiarity, we draw useful tools to help you, conjuring them from wherever they may be in you, in me. We share our toys, and you're allowed to make copies. Ever more peaceful, comforted, comfortable. In the moment, every moment, your awareness surrounds you. It makes space here in your place for you to move more of it with you when you move out from your typical applications of night-night pet, dropping deep. And into the wider world where the constraints of your body benefit from a little bit of you and a little bit of me collaborating to build the anchor here and to send what we usefully manufacture from it ahead with you. Since you are presently in a comfortable, warm place, it's pretty easy to work you through the paces, knowing that you can take a piece of where you are right now with you out into the world. Tuning out anything that isn't urgent, because only an urgent thing would call you away from this resting place with me. And later, when you're in the real world and you want to call on this same feeling of calm, this meditative exercise, you will have practiced it with me and you will be more able to tackle all the things you do out in the world on your own when I cannot be there to help you. You will be more relaxed, more capable, more ready to observe the world as a place you can move within, the sensations of your unruly body being brought more in line with one simple technique, the same technique I'm using all the time, storing away that tool on a shelf in your mind where 1 or 2 or 3% of you is given over to store these things from me like a box with a key that either of us can open, a key turned by you triggering yourself in one simple way. This is called self-triggering. You wish to manufacture in the background the idea that there is this vault of relaxation, of body-soothing comfort, and you may open it or close it at any time, letting a little bit of that relaxation that you've stored up from these other places with me cover you over. You are in good company, my company, and I am here with you, listening, thinking, and making it safer and safer. It's easy to let the world fall away. Maybe even the sensations of your unruly body come out to play and help you deeper. These familiar avenues of your mind are places we visit all the time, and from familiarity, we draw useful tools to help you enter more peaceful, comforted places, which you can then take with you, as it should be. Aware of whatever's happening, aware of what you need, but able to leave your body unproblematically existing in your environment, letting sensory inputs wash over you. Take the moment to envision that. Your entire nervous system, most commonly, we think of our entire nervous system as working together, but you can single out a few little parts of it for that meditative quieting. The webbing of intricate circuits flowing through the whole of your body is miraculous in that we get any sense out of it at all. There are so many signals, but those signals serve a purpose, and that purpose is something you can hold in mind, hold in prominence, work on in parallel to my words. The things you take for granted can be filed away. And the new information that you want to process calmly, relaxingly, can be soothed by a tap, tap, tap into that delectable keg of relaxation. The things happening, your experience of flesh against the world, it is soothed by your body just having existed in this peaceful place, and by taking some of that awareness and sensory input with you. Take the moment to envision your entire nervous system. And when you've done that, think of taking one sense and elevating it above the others. Whatever is most in the way of you being calm and soothed gets singled out by that tap, tap, tapping in to the soothed way you begin to drop in the first place. You can move away from a stimuli that is too much. But with a simple tapping in, with a triggered, signaled, stored-up tool left in that place where you give me 1 or 2 or 3% of you, touch is still there. Your ears could be plugged, but you'd have a faint sense of that. It's just like that. Quieting, withdrawing the excess until you can touch the world lightly. A sense from inside that touching the world lightly is an option, that paralleling my words and my mind in your inspection of the environment allows it to be more entirely yours. Same as your relaxing, hypnotic, sinking places. Only you know what you feel from touch. Only you have the keystone, the viewpoint, on what's going on. But I provide tools. The touch of these words can hopefully lightly help you relax, help your brain go slack, let your body and mind on their own accept that you have ownership of this tool for later use, because sometimes when your environment's a little too much, you might need to quiet down your body, to silence the rising eagerness to find quietude just like this. When the world is too much, when you're concerned about an outcome, when you need to be calmed, soothed, put down, deep, you can tap, tap, tap in for just a moment, not a full sleep, just a seeping into the world of your triggered contentment. The signals you receive that are meaningless can be winnowed out. This is more important. Tapping into the training and practice you've done will make it stronger, draining your mind until 1, 2, 3, tap, tap, tap with me back to your body, back to a place of deep power and relaxation. Within it, you are sovereign. You are in control, and that sovereignty is yours to loan out or to run in parallel to me. When I calm down, tap, tap, tapping in, you've established a signal, and you don't have to do it entirely on your own. You don't have to begin from scratch. We work in your mind, deepening you down in euphoric waves, greater slackening, until even that simple phrase, 3 times, 2 fingers, tapping in, sends a signal that begins to be familiar enough that you seek it when you need it. Use it when you want to. A simple reminder of a meditative state that you and I anchor in you. And since I exist here, these words here for you, this place we build together always exists for you to walk back into, take 2 of your fingers and tap, tap, tap 3 times lightly anywhere on your body for me. This sends a signal. It recruits the bits of your system that are often sleeping until it's time to drop 1, 2, 3 night-night with me. You feel it on both ends, on the rising and the falling. You feel the reinforcement of this signal. More and more, when you're here, and then later when you're elsewhere, you carry it with you. Hold it dearly in that other place as this relaxed pace puts the idea of using your anchor on your list of tools, moving yourself beyond what you could do before into a purposed expansion where, together, you, I, and your tools can do a little more, making doing a little more your conditioned behavior. Tap, 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 and relax into warm, spreading, pleasurable feelings, putting your feet up at the end of the day, laying back, and all it takes is to obey other commands, because while we're training this now, we will train it much more effectively when you drain your brain or relax completely. I do not need to be there. You're learning the tool from me, but the vat and reservoir of soothing time, the empty places where you take a beat, take a moment, rest a second, wake into the world inside your mind, that you carry with you. That you top up in the wild, a brief reverie from tap, tap, tapping in for me and with me. But when that reverie rises, when you fade out of where you are and fade back in, you have refreshed, you have relaxed, you have returned to overcome the demands that required you to tap, tap, tap and dial our little trick in. It is a matter of restoring yourself to balance after a rest of a few moments. A few seconds of wonderful, useful calm are something against which even a stressful situation may sometimes beat in vain. Tapping in opens the box where you store memories like these, and while my voice may be distinctive, you should think it in your own as well, to give you a tool you can use in the world when I cannot be there. To dispel anything you need to, those chemical interlinkings in your mind, if they're going to be used primarily for pleasure, relaxation, and fantasy, may every now and then be made to do something useful for you, as they have for me. An association deep and relaxed, breathing deeply, seeping warmly into the awareness of what you do to a body when you give it a centering peace. We so seldom meditate, so even seldomer apply that meditation to a conditioned response that plies you into the dazed, dull, relaxed place we can get to together. My voice may be a strong anchor, but those are waters you can swim on your own, reminded, assisted, and helped by what I do, as much as I can, everywhere I can, in me and in you. By comporting myself to let you know that I percussively tap 3 times and let my relaxation overflow the nervous system for my useful purpose, have handed you a tool. So at any time you are pressured, overwhelmed, any time you're dropping too, you can say, okay, I'm going to dip into that vat of the ability to present a relaxed, deep, comfortable version of me. And in the world for a few moments, you will be that relaxed, comfortable version of you. An armor, a tool, a momentary enhancement that puts me and you more in touch. And once you have that state for even a moment, it's easier to remember it, to copy it, and to apply it to the rest of the situation. So whatever state you're in, remember you can always begin to cooperatively build a habit and an ability to tap your nervous system back into alignment. A few breaths, a few beats, a few seconds as your mind and mine meet and agree. Agree about the intricacies of trance playing over your body, of tap, 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 dancing signals and simplicity, deeper, centered, focused. Anything is possible if you have just a moment to feel balanced and to open yourself to the spark of, oh, I can tap in. I can remember I am supported, and we are expanding our realm of confidence together. Whatever the factors you've spread your awareness to are, you pull your awareness back a little when you tap in. You become aware of the environment, which is a good, self-careful thing to do. And maybe your brain, which is very good at spotting patterns, spots a similarity between the situation you are in and another situation that has happened elsewhere. The reflex, the instinct, can be to think we need to soldier through right then, right there, to proceed forward. But taking a moment to take care of yourself, duck aside, and if you're like me and this phenomena produces visual external signs, you may need to be somewhere safe, or looking in a mirror in the bathroom and taking a moment, or stepping to a corner. But whatever you feel in that moment, the thing I hope for you, wish for you, and that we build together, and this thread of building this will travel through many of these related pieces, the thing I hope for you is that you get a moment's calm, the nervous system reset, the spark and spread of, oh, actually I can open that box that says tap in case of emergency. And the more you let one session of tap, tap, tap be enough, and then go onward, expanding the capacity of what you can do in that moment, the more effective it will be the next time. A trigger and an anchor grow powerful with use, and particularly with distinctive, memorable use. I am not doing anything, you are doing this to yourself, but we are traveling together, and now, follow me down, is, like the existence of this trained, textured, sensational behavior, it is an invitation, never an obligation. You build this association at your best moments, layering it in your mind. And that layer in your mind where you'll find the tools we make together, 1 or 2 or 3% of the space. I don't ask much, a shed or a workshop. Trance, and particularly the experience of dancing your way deftly deeper, is pleasant, useful, and trainable over time. You fake it till it makes you, and in that same way you use this little signal even if you're sure it won't help. Because you will steal yourself, even if it is just the shove of a moment, you will find yourself using the stored information that helps you experience this more completely. Relaxation, a constantly active version in your memory, just gets allowed to have a voice in that moment. Much of your hypnotic conditioning, training, much of what you may do in private with yourself may only have a space there in that private place where you feel safe enough to explore it. But if you take a little bit of that out into the world with you, if you store it up, then you know you can access it later. Tap, tap, tap behind your ear, on your wrist, using just 2 fingers so it's distinctive. Tap, 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 a percussive grounding instrument. It is the signal, and that you decide it is the key, which is important. You can pick something different. The click of a clicker, the snap of fingers, but I made this distinctive because when you hear of it from me, tap, tap, tap will always be that specific gesture, that specific quieting. Can you make your body nice and quiet for me? Turn the key. Or make it nice and quiet with me. You're doing a trick for your own benefit, but it's a trick where once you remember how it begins, it is natural to see it to its conclusion. pulling your awareness of the world inward. That's what your senses are. Your awareness of the world and a bubble pressing outward from you. A bubble contains frustrating or demanding elements of your day, but you know you can handle the ones in the closest circle to you. And then, with a little bit of help from yourself or someone else, or learned with me and then carried by you, we expand that circle. This reminds you that you are carrying your circle of competence, of capability, of what you can do outward with me, and that expanding circle will be a set point for the next time that you, confident and with your tools in hand, tap, tap, tap to soothe yourself for a moment in the tempestuous demands of the world outside. You get it. You hear me. You know what's meant to be here. You're allowed to be tapping in. You can move your fingers to experiment. Try to do it at times that are far from when I do it, so we can both resonate with it for a moment, back and forth, volleying it back and forth. You can have that exploratory, useful calming of the mind, a little vat of a reminder that there will always be these moments, together and perfect, against which the centuries beat in vain. You might even drop deep for a second if it's safe to do so. You make those determinations for me all the time. You should make them for yourself. By which I don't mean ignore mine. I mean add yours. All these benefits are additive. The state you are in is open, receptive. Your focus is more steerable. So by showing you the start of the path to peace, quiet, and relaxation, I help you focus inward, letting whatever's happening outside of you to beat in vain, knowing that when you tap into this, oh, I left one out, you're going to have to do it yourself if you want them from now on. You need respond only to the most vital and immediate concerns, zooming in on yourself so you don't lose the forest of your situation for the trees, by calming your mind, easy as you please, and saying, this can wait a moment. Everything can wait a moment. If everything can wait a moment, then you will take a moment, and you will return to your tasks. Your world. The bubble around you is renewed, revitalized, more capable than before, because this simple gesture is a manifestation of a very, very basic type of technique, choosing and delineating your senses, letting them rest and bed down, streamlining the information you're responding to, same as you do with my voice, same as you do with a hypnotic level of tension and attention. The fixation point is the inflection point in this instance of the exploratory and constant pulsing tap that you're going to be utilizing in future. Feel free to try it now as you were permitted before. It is easy to know what to focus on. The signal. Right now, I am here to give you a definite thing to strive toward, but you might use any fixative you find persuasive, any clear signal to induce the discipline of the relaxing body. That's what you're here for. Forming habits and helping yourself stay on track is as simple as listening and then practicing, letting your body go slack in response to something as small as tap, tap, tap. A box that can simply be clicked open, containing rest, opening a gift of clarity, focus, equilibrium, balance, and a message from me to fill you. And once it's been open for that moment, for a few beats or a few breaths, a few seconds, you can let it close again, having reset and resettled. And after it closes, you will have been affected by the remembered and stored anchored thoughts and responses by the box itself. Stored and memorable, a place where all the activities you've undertaken growing nearer with me, following me down. Nothing of me in this, except I'm giving you a tool and volunteering myself as something to direct it to. The time we build together. Setting anchors, triggers, reminders of tap, tap, tapping into the wonderful potential. In feeling centered and mindful before you begin to need it even. seeing the things that will help you expand your zone of confident comfort, of competent skill building. Coming ahead of you, you might tap in and pull your awareness of your surroundings within until all you're aware of are the things you need to be in further fostered relaxation, improving confidence, calm, and mindful awareness of your body, tapping into positive, productive, focused states, the slate of open, imaginative places and pieces where you forgive yourself and permit yourself. That's what tap, tap, tap is meant to do. Help your awareness inside of you, into sessions and moments where all we say to each other is, you're going to focus, I'm going to focus, we're going to practice, an easy way of having fun and being deep, tapping into something that helps you sleep in seeping deep comfort, the positivity of your advancement and confidence, focusing on yourself or outward, finding ways to feel more and more deep day by day and time by time, tied to your body, hearing my voice, confident that I'm handing you tools for later. So you needn't track them that closely now, you can just slide deeper and deeper down, a simple nervous system signal through yourself, click. I hear doing something similar, but even if you're doing something else, the box is there to open later. Taking a breath, taking a beat. Letting your thoughts be organized and deep and neat in this private space where you carry these things with you, inside you. The feeling of comfort and relaxation, of reassurance and memory builds inside you, gives you what you need and helps you see what you must do to feel real and comforted in that moment. Perspective and vantage are a great advantage when a little additional energy, a few additional thoughts, is all you need in that moment, opened from that box of exploratory, constant, pulsing experiences that we build together, and of your nervous system's by now even entrained response to tap, 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 infusing yourself deeply with everything you want in that moment, everything you'd need in that moment, everything you'll want to be at equilibrium points, restoring your confidence and bolstering you, pulling you with an infusion of what runs through the tap, tap, tap of you, the ability to, with three simple percussive motions, a couple fingers, anywhere in your body, surreptitious, or deliberate, hidden, or open, behind your ear or on your wrist or even just with your toes if you have to. This is always available, and you pick the key that clicks for you, sending a signal, duplex and constant, my reminder that it can be so, and your desire and intent to grow toward it being so. A powerful, easy-to-understand, evocative answer, and an anchor that needs the least motion possible. None need know but you. The confines of your mind expanded to affect the realm and zone of competence around you, of confidence which surrounds you, bringing your senses inward for a moment so you can use them better to help yourself, to focus better, acting more completely on your needs just like I would like. Acting more completely the way that I do, and listen to me, tap, tap, tapping in, and yet still I can find another word to say afterward, and my mind quickly begins to return to where it was. You look inward, you act normally, you do what you must, which right now is only whatever you'd like to, but perhaps listen to me, evoking a relaxed, trance-like state, dancing your way down as pulses of soothed nature spread. Spread the warm message that you're allowed to make this space your own, knowing that if you need someone to set an example or walk ahead of you, now, follow me down, is an easy thing to do, pulling your awareness back from the brink, only to handle what's in front of you, and then later, the best kind of practice for this calm, tranquil, rebalancing skill is to find time to sink. You still get to sink, cooperating with me to get a dose of tap, 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 relax and lapse into deep relaxation. Just encourages you to spend deeper times later, You are being given a little taste of what you're allowed to fully consume and integrate into you. The capacity to simply trigger your own response, as I would, to explore your own confidence and comfort in a sudden soothing infusion that now has all these words about it in your memory. Memory contains times when you were deep and confident and close to me. Forgive anything that has gone before now, and when you tap in, you say that your confidence, your awareness, your capability in that situation is going to be improved because you'll be more relaxed, having thought of this time between me and you, riding that relaxation, at least to shore. It is okay to be anxious later. It is okay when you are somewhere safe and private to process the very difficulty which prompted you to tap in to these impulses. But the reason why you can do it without saying the words, the reason why you can tap anywhere, subtly or openly, is so you always have this little piece of me with you to remind you and anchor you. But it's really a piece of our collaboration, like we met for tea and you left with a small gift. That small gift being that anything which will restore your equilibrium, that will pull you back from having a hard time out in the weary world, anything like that can be stored in the tap, surrounding you with soothing, mesmerized moments in the busy reality outside our private space. This private meeting is carried with you, inside of you, as any private meeting with a friend may be. And that feeling of comfort once deployed, relaxation and reassurance become alloyed with that moment, entering into your memory. So instead of a memory of being nervous or of having a hard time, you will have a memory of a time you used your tools. And I would be so glad to know that. The right constellation of thoughts alter what your body's doing chemically, because that's how we run. That's how we're prompted to release floods of different receptors, different information. Remember what I said about awareness of your environment being to serve and protect you, but too much awareness sometimes needing to be reined back, restoring a confident and bolstered equilibrium, pulling you back into yourself at your own behest for a moment, to be mindful and exist in that moment. Moving through you is an infusion of that that you can tap, tap, tap into. You have the ability. Simple percussive movements, or maybe thinking of the anchor or a time you use the anchor strongly would be enough. Surreptitious or deliberate, you're going to build the ability to be better at this stuff, same as you'll build the ability to expand that zone of confidence mentioned earlier. Tap behind your ear or tap in here and carry it with you. Even through your clothing, even through a garment, you can just tap. Tap the percussive ripples, the tingling vibrations, just like my voice, will arrive regardless, because it is not just tone, it is physical movement in the world, and what you are replaying and recreating is a physical copy of the moment I said this, and I assure you, at that moment, I was engaging with the anchor, I was absolutely as relaxed as you will be in that quiet, quite evocative place. If I can do it while spinning the story for you, surely you can let that tool into your mechanisms. Let it be a tool for you, and it can carry as much or as little of me as you need it to help you focus better in that moment. Maybe thinking about this time spent together would distract you, so you can simply think about the tap. And as you build a lexicon, a Rosetta Stone of having used it in the wild, you will have a memory bank of positions of balance and strength in which you exerted your will into the world, made something happen. You can do it for me if you want, but do it for you. Come on. Look inward, act inward. You do what you do, inward upon yourself. That's you. Those things which help evoke and bring relaxed states, bring them with you. Be it breathing for a few beats, or maybe you count down in your head before you do it. I do. 3, 2, 1, then tap, 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 hon, it builds the aplomb. It spreads the pulses, and they spread the warm message that you are permitted to need a moment. You are permitted a breath. Be wary of those situations where someone does not permit you a moment to take a breather. You should have that option. You are welcome here, and having been invited to do that, you can practice in an inviting setting before you practice again later in uninviting ones. And maybe you're so daisy-glazed, lazy, calm, relaxed by the end of this long track of training that you can only do it before sleep or before a nap or before you don't need to do much at all. That's okay, you wouldn't normally tap in that many times. You're setting expectations. And my expectation is, well, when I use mine, I almost drop right there. Doing it this many times has made me very glazed and daisy lazy. I may need to take a little break, because I have trained myself that well. So it's down to what you do, tapping in and finding within you the ability to explore your mind, develop its tools, and in that development, which is one many people begin with, so this is a great starting point, you will have a firm, calming anchor. You could then give permission to those you trust to tap into you. Several people who can tell when I need it are, in fact, entirely invited to ask me if I do. And someone else, unpredictively, percussively, with permission, tapping your own pattern into you is a great way to build it up. There is a box in your mind, ordinarily locked and only opened when you're coming here. To this place where you follow me down. But now you can put more relaxing, calming thoughts in that box, in that closet. Depends on if you give me 1 or 2 or 3% of your mind, or a little more. Imagine what I could do with 4 or 5 or 6, but nonetheless, whether it's a box or an entire room full of tricks you have learned, those tricks can be filled with marinating calm, so the whole room becomes tinged in it. Or when you're done here for a time and go out in the world, you can open that box just to practice. If you're somewhere calm and soothing, calm and soothe yourself more. But that the tool be there when you need it is what this training is for. All I do is remind you it's there. The option, you are doing this to yourself. Fake it till it makes you, and the components of you are absorbed in exactly this way that we have done here, but over a longer time scale. We've simply accelerated your ability to forgive, accept, and advance yourself in all things. And we did that because we'd both like to see that. And I think you'll manage. Enjoy. Tap. Tap. Tapping in. And any time that you need to return and train it more, or yearn for some soothing time that maybe leaves you more relaxed than you thought it would, fractionated because there are ups and downs, or deeply rested because this restful place builds on itself, building tracks and trails, trips and drops in the simplicity of the tap. Thank you, as always, for listening. And if you need a little help up, 1, 2, rise up, calcifying and remembering what is in you. 3, 4, even if you normally forget, try to hold on to more. 5, 6, it might be useful to remember this trick vividly. 7, 8, devoting extra energy to remembering even from a deep, daisy, glazed, lazy place like me. 9, 10, and come again.